mess with my apple, Ike. Man, that's my apple. You can't take my apple. What's that doing up here in the pulpit? Pay close attention. You'll find out. I'd like for you to help me, though, right at this moment, in particular, to read this text right out loud, together. I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. Let the church say amen. Amen. And that may be easier said than done, though. Some of us are so familiar with this text. You know, familiarity, what does it breed? You know, I don't know. Maybe forgetfulness even at times. It may be hard for you to read this text and not break out into song. Some of us know a song that's based on this text. But I would submit to you that this text contains the essence of what it really means to follow Jesus Christ. I mean, if you'll take a bite of this text and chew on this passage, you'll have enough to chew on the rest of the day and every day you live in Jesus Christ. You know, if someone walked up to you, a new Christian, or maybe someone who's not even a Christian yet to believe, and they ask you something like this, give me a picture, show me, or tell me in just a very few words, give me something memorable, give me something I can really sink my teeth into that tells me the essence of this Christianity thing. I'm new in Christ, I hear about church, and man, there's just a lot of stuff going on. Let's face it, it's a big, thick book we're toting now. Can you just paint me a picture or just give me a few words? Launch my rocket. Get me in the right trajectory. What would you say? People in sales, they commonly use what they call their elevator speech. It's a fancy way of saying they try to sum up everything that their product is about and what they're really trying to convey and make happen with this product in 20 seconds or less. Something that could be shared on a short elevator ride of a story or two. Floor or two. Do you have your story that way? You know, the story that we share in Jesus Christ, can you sum it up in a few words? I mean, really, is that even doable? A book this thick, if it took God that long, I mean, can we do it? And, you know, but it's a bite at a time. It's a day at a time. It's a little piece at a time. It's just a little portion. I can only share with you what one of the ways that I would share with someone who asked me that question. I want to try to paint you a picture. I want to give you a bite of what it's like to dress, try to begin to taste all the depth that's in this text that we've already read together out loud. And I can do it this simple. What's that? It's an apple. That's good, good. This question, this quiz has one question and you just aced it. All right? An apple. Now, if you can picture an apple, you'll remember this sermon. If you can picture what makes up an apple, then you're prepared to share what really is the heart and soul of Christian faith. Now, it's not going to take in everything. This isn't comprehensive, but it's going to get a big chunk of it. All right? Now, it didn't take a rocket scientist to know what makes up an apple. You know, there's seeds in the center, right? And then right around those seeds, there's a core. And normally, we throw that core away like it's not of any good use, you know, but it's there for a purpose. It's going to protect those seeds. And it has a role to play in what happens to the seeds and what happens from the seeds going out, actually. It has a very important role to play, even if you and I don't normally think about it or may even know about it. And what makes up an apple? Why do we eat an apple? The reason we eat an apple is because there's meat on it. It's meat. Why do they call it meat? It's not meat. It's flesh. It's meat. That's what the apple's for, we think. And God made the apple, and He says, no, the whole thing has a purpose. You're just focused on one part. But, hey, that's a good part. And there's skin around the apple, too. And kind of like the core, it has a very important purpose. And not just in terms of protection and keeping everything together, but also things that's going out as well as what's coming in. I encourage you to do some study on that. It's kind of interesting. Now, I want you to imagine, you've got that down, right? Let everybody say amen. Amen. So be it. We want this to be real. We want to take a bite out of this picture. We want to be able to share our apple with people and not be like David, stingy, who won't share it with Ike, okay? We want to share the good news of Jesus Christ with people in just a few words and just remember it with an apple. When you gave your life to Jesus Christ, or if someone yet to believe you're responding to, if you were to consider giving your life to Jesus Christ, then really what's going on here is you are planting a seed of serious commitment with God. You're making a promise to God, a pledge to God. You're planting that seed by faith. It's going to grow. You're saying, Lord, I'm yours. You do whatever you want with me. Grow whatever you will from me. I want good stuff that is you to be in my life. I want my whole life to be about you, the source of all things good. Now that word commitment, and by the way, I'm going to give you four words, and they all begin with the letter C. And by the way, if you want this picture on the announcement sheet, front page, lower right-hand corner, you saw that funky little picture? Use your smartphone and scan that, and you'll be whisked straight to our website. Look under Helps, Downloads, and you'll find everything that goes with this sermon. I encourage you to do that. Do it right now if you want. I don't care. When you make this commitment to Jesus, we're not going to try to sell you short. We're not going to try to gloss it over. We're going to just be straight up honest with you. This is hard work. It's not easy. This is hard work. It requires discipline and diligence daily. It requires sheer determination. You're going to do whatever it takes to belong to God. And the first thing that's got to be out of the way is, you know, this sounds crazy or it sounds ironic, but you got to get yourself out of the way. You got to die to yourself. And that's why that word crucifixion appears there. I could share with you plenty of passages that talk about how that we must deny ourselves and take up our cross and follow Him daily. That's what Jesus, our Lord Himself, said. That's one of many texts, but you probably already know that. The challenge is, like with me, in the doing of it. This is a good refresher, not just for those who are yet to come to Christ or those who are new in Christ. This is something that's good for all of us to chew on. And what's your commitment like to the Lord? How are you doing at that dying business? How are you coming along with getting yourself out of the way and letting the way of Jesus be all that you're about? Get a good bite of that and chew on it. Now, if you plant that sort of seed in someone's heart and it begins to grow and there's that real commitment and promise and pledge made to God, and you die to yourself and with faith declare, Jesus, you are Lord. If you give your life over in submission to Him, submission starting right there in baptism, you're buried with Jesus, you're raised with Jesus, you're raised to walk in a newness of life by the Spirit of Jesus. God surrounds you with people of like mind. He puts you in their midst. We call that church. And that's why that word appears here. And that's why the core of this apple surrounds the seeds. The church helps nurture this commitment that you're making to Christ. And you, as one who has made this commitment to Christ, and you remake it every day you live in Christ, you help bless and nurture the body that you're a part of. The only body there is, the body of Christ. You and I are here together this morning in part, most of us here, because we share this common commitment to Christ. He has called us out from those who are yet to believe. We are distinctive, different in that. We are His body, His church, His people, part of it. And as we move forward, move toward Him in the journey along the way, we're moving along together. You are not alone. Look around and see the people that are here to help you, and you're here to help in keeping this commitment that requires a denial and death to self and a nurturing, a growing of relationship that reflects the kind of oneness that our God experiences. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and one. And His church, to be the same way. One body, one spirit, one hope, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all. These things we know. Oneness. That's the core of the apple. Now, what most people taste when they taste an apple, or most people think of when they think of an apple, is the meat, right? They chew and they taste the apple, just like I took a bite of this apple a while ago. I want you to think about that being exactly what God is all about in your life. The seed is planted, it's being nurtured, and it's growing. It's developing something, and what is it producing? What's the biggest part of this apple? It's the meat. What's the meat of Jesus Christ in your life? Our Lord Jesus said, "Eat my flesh. Eat my flesh." If you eat the flesh of Jesus, that is, your whole life is about consuming Christ. You have this insatiable hunger for God. You thirst for Him, and you just feed on Him constantly. You're eating the meat that is of God's Spirit. Then what's that about? It's the transformation of your character. You are becoming a different person from the inside out. There is nothing about you that will remain the same in Jesus Christ. Nothing. Your body is dedicated to doing whatever He would have you do as His servant. Your mind is set on submission and serving Him, denying self, magnifying Him. You may want to run for cover and just be all by yourself, but God says, no, we're in this thing together. And there's going to be good things that happen because of bringing the body of Christ together. The body's not to be dismembered. So you try not to separate yourself away from the church, no more than you could separate yourself from Christ. You know, you can't have the apple without the whole apple, right? And you take a bite of Jesus Christ and you sense this transformation of character beginning in your life. It radiates out into the rest of the body. It affects the seeds and everything else. Becoming a different person. Skin of the apple. No, it's just the packaging, right? That's just to hold it there. No. I'll leave it to you to discover on your own, but the skin plays a very important role with the apple. Well, it's thinking of it as just packaging for a moment, just that part of it. Isn't that what we're about here? Delivering the meat of Jesus Christ to our heart and to others. Jesus Christ, summed up in a word, frees us. He liberates us. From the start, He rescues us, He delivers us, He saves us from terrible danger and harm, our sin and our shame and all that is beyond all of that. And then He brings us to a whole new place where we experience life as God intended it to be experienced. This is, I don't know of another word that can describe it. It is liberating. It is freeing. We as Americans think we know what freedom is. We talk about living in a free country. We don't know nothing about freedom compared to the freedom that is in Jesus Christ. And the liberation that we have experienced from our Lord is what people are looking at. You know, you walk in the store, you buy an apple. What are you looking at? Can't see anything except the skin. And you're judging everything all the way down past the core, down to the seed, on what does the skin look like? What color is it? What's its texture? Does it smell funky? I mean, there's all kinds of things you're doing. You're assessing everything on the basis of just that outward appearance of skin. And it's that way for us in Jesus Christ. Because if we've made that commitment to Jesus Christ, and we're living that commitment in the fellowship, in the togetherness of His people, we sense that transformation working in our character, going to affect those who are watching us. Those who are yet to believe, if they're wondering if there's anything good or really serious about this Christ and church thing, make no mistake about it. They're making some big decisions just on the basis of what they see on the outside. What are you projecting about Jesus? See that there really is a transformation of character going on? Or are you pretty much the same person you were 25 years ago? I hope I'm not. I hope you're not. I want to believe that God is moving me forward, taking me, growing me, maturing me in Him. all of creation affected by sin. Now all of creation affected by Him. In His liberating you and me from our sin, and now bringing to light, bringing to view, bringing so that all can see wonder of His work, the goodness of His love, the majesty of His mercy. I would encourage you to taste the Lord and know that He is good. I would encourage you that the next time you see an apple, you cannot forget this sermon. I would encourage you to share Jesus Christ with everyone you can, maybe even over a cup of coffee and an apple. If you're thinking about how you can teach your children about Jesus Christ, cut an apple in half and let's have a little conversation about what makes up an apple. But whatever you do, don't take this good of God, and try to keep it to yourself. Make your commitment to Jesus right now. Declare that He is Lord. Step into this baptistry if you have yet to. Let God do the work. And let Him keep doing the work inside of you that you might bear the fruit of His life.